Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
All right, there are some great texts. Someone came close. I'm going to read these, and then, Gator, you reveal who you thought was Floyd Mayweather Jr. Gator saw Kevin Hart. That's from Bruno in Dearborn. Brian Chapman. That's from Chad in West Bloomfield.
Chappie's a big dude.
Big Sean. That's from John in Oak Park. Gator saw Lil Wayne. That's from Ben in Roseville.
A lot of big and little.
Colin says Morris Chestnut. Unnamed texter said Flava Flav. Gator thought Tyreek Hill was Floyd Mayweather. That's from Scott. Jared Goff. That's from Ryan.
Come on.
Gator saw Sweet Lou Whitaker. That's from Jeff. Ansa in Detroit says Barry Sanders. Todd Ann Arbor says Jack White. Scott, you saw someone, you said, hey, is that Floyd Mayweather? It was not. When we saw closer, when you got closer.
When he came up closer, was grabbing something to drink, and I could see the name tag. I realized it was, and I knew as he was walking, I'm like, oh, that's not him. In fairness to me.
Yeah. He was far away.
And Allende is here as our engineer, and he was looking over, and I made a move like, hey, isn't that, you know, and I do the boxing move, and he looks over, he's like, yeah. Kind of looked like him.
Yeah.
Not the need to drag him down with me. But, you know, from 25 feet away, the profile, I'm like, that's him. As he walked towards us, I realized, no, it's younger than that, and it can't be him. It was Barry Sanders Jr.
Gator?
It was Barry's kid.
I'm going to tell you, man, the last 2 days, your spotting ability has not been the best.
No. I felt good that I nailed, you know, William Gay was coming by. I'm like, that's William Gay. I know
former Lion.
Yeah, I know William Gay. Yep. That's him. I pointed out Rob Rubick. There's Rob. I saw Rob. Yep. You know. But so I got this one wrong. Way wrong. But in fairness, it looked like him from a distance.
So here's I actually kind of want to topic this a little bit. Did you ever mistake a celebrity for another celebrity?
Ish.
Right.
Celebrity
adjacent. And I think Barry Sanders Jr. is certainly, like I said, he's a household name.
Absolutely.
In Detroit. But well, the name is for sure. But did you ever mistake one celebrity for another celebrity? 248-539-9797. I bet there's some people that
100%
walked up to somebody, you know, hey, aren't you Axl Rose? Yeah, something. No.
I went up to a guy years ago, like it may have been like 1990-ish, something like that, 1989, 1990. I was at a wrestling match, the wrestling matches, at it was either Kobo or the Joe. And after the matches were done and everybody's cleared out of there, kind of, there were a couple people kind of straggling, hanging out. And I looked at this guy, and I knew who it was. It was a professional wrestler who wrestled locally, and his name was Chris Carter.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, man, are you Chris Carter? And he goes, no, I'm not. And he wanted nothing. Like, he didn't want to be recognized or anything. He's like, no. I'm like, I'm pretty sure you're Chris Carter. And he's like, no, that's not it.
That's and hysterical.
And then a guy he wrestled with all the time was walking by him. It was a guy who went by the name of Muhammad Saad. And I'm like, all right, you're right. You're not Chris Carter, and that's not Muhammad Saad. You're right. I got it. Sure, fair enough, you know. Guy just did not want to be bothered, but if I ever, I don't think I've missed.
You
I'm
never
sure
misidentified. I got it,
but not to their face.
I don't know that I would put us in celebrity categories, but I was repeatedly mistaken for John Barry of the Pistons back in the goatee days.
Yeah, I could see.
I was repeatedly mistaken for John Barry. Hey, you're John Barry. I'm like, no, I'm not. But that happened. That happened a lot. By a lot, I mean at least twice. I think it might have happened a third time. Yeah. 248-539-9797. You did hear a roar as we came out of the break. The Dolphins completed a touchdown pass in front of us.
The diving
catch. And boy, did they celebrate it.
The whole team came over.
Yep.
Both offense and defense.
Yep. So now we got a twos versus twos rep with Zach Wilson at quarterback. Inside the Lions 10-yard line. Wilson under center, takes the snap. They're going to go toss, sweep right. Lions string it out and knocked down short of the goal line at about the 3-yard line. Lions doing a good job stringing that play out, huh?
Yes.
Yep. So how would you describe Mike McDaniel over there and his clothing choice?
I'm trying to see where he is.
He's in the white hoodie walking away from us. It's the three-quarter length pants. See him? He's walking this way.
Okay, I got you. Yeah. I got you now. Well, that's odd.
The pants? The three-quarter length
pants? The whole look is, it's like young and hip.
Well, somebody sent over a text, and they wanted you to comment.
They're like, what do you call those pants that the old-time golfers used to wear?
Knickers?
Yeah.
They're like knickers, yeah.
Kind of like that.
I just want Gator to confirm Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel looks like a bougie and hipster in person. Does he look as much like a bougie and hipster in person as he does on TV?
Yeah, I expect him to have headphones in. Right?
What do you mean?
Like listening to music or something like that, because all the youngsters today walk around, they've got
they wear the headset,
buds in or something.
Dolphins go wide receiver screen and touchdown.
Oh, bring out the whole team again.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Yeah. No, they've been better today.
No, they've been better.
We kind of expected it. The Lions defense has had, and that's just twos versus twos, by the way. But the Lions defense has looked very good through much of the day. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson at the Allen Park headquarters of the Detroit Lions. And we are taking your calls. Tiger fans, are you feeling better about your team after winning another series in what Kang earlier in the show facetiously called the least confidence-building series win in the history of the Detroit Tigers organization? you know what it was, man? I mean, it was playing close games and not scoring. I think people would rather win 9-8 than 1-0. I think they'd feel better about 9-8 than 1-0. I wouldn't.
I mean,
but
there are reasons to be upset and happy at the same time about both scores. Right? I was fine with yesterday, not thrilled with the offense only coming up with 5 hits, but absolutely thrilled that they held the White Sox to 2, given how well the White Sox have been playing lately. That offense has been a well-oiled machine for over 20 games now, and the Tigers pitchers cut them down with rookies, basically, with Melton and Surrey Gibson Long pitching the first 7 innings of shutout baseball, and then they were able to finish it off. Not insignificant.
No.
They were able to finish it off, despite the fact that the offense took the day off. The pitching was there for them, and so was the defense.
2-minute drill. Lions have the football from their own 48. Goff completes 1 short pass, now goes deep, looking for Khalif Raymond. It's almost picked off. Clock stops with 40 seconds to go. It's 3rd down and 4.
When in doubt, Doug? Who do you look for in this
Amon
situation?
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
There you go.
3rd down and 4. It's ones versus ones. 2-minute drill going on right in front of us. With the score, it says 24-20. So I'm going to assume that the Lions are trailing. Yeah. 40 seconds to go.
Need a touchdown.
From the Dolphins' 46-yard line.
Math.
Goff from a shotgun brings a man in motion. That's Jameson Williams from right to left. Goff takes the snap, back to pass, steps up in the pocket, looking, and he's going to run and flip it to Amon-Ra. Does he have enough yardage for the first down? He does, and Goff's getting him to spike it here. Clock running, 26 seconds to go. Lions down inside the 40-yard line now with the Dolphins, trailing by 4, 23 seconds to go. 2nd down and 10. Looked like Goff was close to the line of scrimmage there when he flipped that ball to Amon-Ra, who got the first down. Clock stop, 23 to go, Lions down 4.
The only one who's more unstoppable than Amon-Ra St. Brown is Will Birchfield, the 12th.
His kid. That, yeah. Birchie brought his kid, and his kid is
unstoppable.
Very, very mobile these days.
He's
all right.
Mobile.
23 seconds to go. Goff back to pass, looking.
Oh, he
and
could go deep.
Oh, thought about it as pass is deflected at the line of scrimmage. He was looking for Khalif deep down the middle, wasn't he?
He was. It looked like it was actually safety help that could have given him some issues there.
Yeah. So clock stopped now with 19 seconds to go. Third down for the Detroit Lions. And did they call that a sack before he got rid of the football? I think they might have called it
a sack.
Well,
it's third and 16, unless it was a penalty for holding or something like
that. So Lions use a timeout to stop the clock. They have none left. 19 seconds to go at the Dolphins' 46-yard line, looking at a third and 16. In this two-minute drill from Allen Park.
This is very important.
This is a big play.
This is a big play.
All right, so Goff from a shotgun. Two receivers split to the left, one to the right.
Saint is wide right, wide left, and you got Khalif Raymond wide left. And oh,
whistle,
we got a whistle.
Timeout, timeout. Dolphins take a timeout.
Oh, they didn't like the, they didn't like the what they saw.
No, they didn't.
Did not like what they saw.
So as they talk that one through.
I got to tell you, I saw the, I think it was the linebacker coach for Miami. Was he a linebacker coach or secondary coach?
Yeah.
Earlier into practice, was incredibly demonstrative and vocal with his team.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was inspiring the team or if he was lighting somebody up for making a mistake.
I don't know either, but there's no question that the Dolphins heard what was said about him. I think they probably said it themselves when they sat down and watched the film.
Well, when you got the national media tweeting out about it, yeah.
Yes. All right, so Lions looking at a third down and 16 from the Dolphins 46, trailing by four with 19 seconds to go, and the Lions are out of timeouts.
It's two down territory.
It's four down territory, right?
Well, I guess you look at it that way. I'm saying they got, you know, if they want to get a little closer.
Well, they got a problem here.
Need more
they got a problem because they got to get a first down and they got to stop the clock, and they have no timeouts.
This is a problem.
Yep. So.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With 19 seconds to go.
Goff back to pass. Got to take a shot here. Looking. Fires over the middle. He's got Amon-Ra over the middle, and he's dragged down at about the 20. That's good for a first down. They're going to have to spike it. There's 9 seconds to go. The Lions line up quickly. Goff takes the snap and spikes it with 5 seconds to go. Trailing by four. We're going to get one throw into the end zone here, Scott.
We are, Doug. This is interesting. Who is going to trust in this situation with the, about 20 yards to go? 22. What was it say? 26?
26. The ball's on the 26-yard line.
26 yards to go. The options are a little limited in what you're going to have to do because you're likely going to have to throw it in the end zone or throw it close to the end zone. And whether there's some sort of trickery or chicanery or just to get a block downfield to spring somebody.
You can, you could run a short route to the sideline to set up a one, but it'd have to be quick. Dolphins are going to be defending the end zone, so you could maybe get 5 yards. In 5 seconds, you could easily get a playoff, but you have to get it out of bounds. All right, Khalif Raymond split wide to the right. In the slot is Shane Zylstra. J-Mo and Amon-Ra split wide left, and that's a direction Goff is looking, and he does go quick pass to J-Mo, who catches it and steps out of bounds with 2 seconds to go. And the ball, we have to see where it's marked. We're in the end zone. It's hard to tell, but I'm going to say it's about the 20-yard line.
It's going to be, I think,
19-yard line. All right, so one play. Now it's definitely one play.
It's on.
Yep.
It's on.
Lions ones versus Dolphins ones. Two-minute drill starting in their own territory. The Lions have taken it down to the Dolphin 19 with 2 seconds left.
Who you go to?
I go to Amon-Ra, my friend. He split wide to the right. In the slot, both Khalif Raymond and Shane Zylstra. To the left is Jamison Williams. Goff takes the snap, back to pass. Looking, he's going to fire, and it is intercepted. Knocked away. It's incomplete at the goal line. I thought it was picked off, but irrelevant. The Lions failed to score in the two-minute drill.
There's a lot of traffic there. A couple of Lion receivers were there, kind of, and the ball got there before the receivers did. It's okay.
Yeah.
Last I, ch- Oh, you know what? It's practice.
Well, it's the Dolphins' turn. We'll have that when we continue here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.